We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We welcome into the program the technical director of Atlanta United, Carlos Bocanegra, who joins us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morning to you, Carlos.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Boca Boca. We're good, man. We're good. But some of the fans in Atlanta, they're not too good right now. They're a little panicking a little bit. Boca, is there any reason for us to be a panic, to be in panic mode when it comes to Atlanta United?
No, listen, I think this is great, actually, because it shows the intelligence of our fans. It shows the fan base, how prominent the team is here in the city, that people are speaking up. And when, results aren't going our way, especially at the beginning of the season, people are asking questions. But I think it's a good thing. It's a good, healthy discussion. And obviously, we're not panicking. We're sticking to the plan. We've come up against a really good team in Monterey Wednesday. I'm confused on my days here. And then, we've had, we go straight into Cincinnati here. So it's been a kind of hot and heavy start for us.
So how much has this team evolved? Because that's been the big talking point. How much has this team changed since that championship run of last year? How much difference is it now as opposed to back then?
No, I don't think there's a whole lot. I mean, I thought Frank was excellent when he came in and spoke to the group and said, look, I'm not coming in trying to reinvent the wheel, guys. He said, you guys did a great job last year. He's telling the players this, and he's saying we're going to try to make, a few minor little adjustments and tweaks. But on the field, it comes down to tactics and decisions that what the coach wants to make against who we, our opponent is. So to answer your question, not a whole lot of change. There's sometimes the formation or the setup is a tad bit different, but overall the style of play, the philosophy, that is not changing.
Carlos Bocanegra, technical director of Atlanta United, as we get ready for the MBS opener against FC Cincinnati, a new team into the league with Greg Garza, former five-stripe on FC Cincinnati. 5 o'clock kickoff on Sunday. Our game will be carried on Star 94 FM. Is there going to be some special stuff going on Sunday before the game in terms of honoring the MLS championship of last year?
I have heard there's supposed to be something going on. Yes, that's for sure. I don't know what, to be honest. I didn't ask too much about it, but I think it's going to be exciting. It's our first home game of the season. 70,000 in the building. The guys are excited. We haven't got off to the greatest start, so we definitely want to go out and put our best foot forward in front of our home fans. And I think there'll be some special festivities as well.
How important is it that you finally get to play? We talk about this, 4 games, 4 different stadiums, 2 different countries. You finally get to play at Mercedes-Benz.
Oh, it's great. We love playing here. I mean, I thought also the crowd and the field and the atmosphere up at Kennesaw was great for us. Did a good job there. Unfortunately, some things happened. We can play in Mercedes-Benz, but we're back home. And in our locker room, in our stadium, everybody feels comfortable here. So we are definitely looking forward to getting back in the Benz.
I know this is a quick turnaround, but is this possible that this weekend is going to be like a ring ceremony? Is the ring ceremony this weekend, Boca?
No, not that I know of. I think those come a little bit later.
Yeah, I was wondering because I'm like, I know the season just started and what just happened not that long ago, and I was just wondering if the ring ceremony was going to be that quick turnaround. But it would have been cool. I think it's still going to be cool, though.
It will be. And, I mean, look, for all the festivities and the excitement about whatever we do here to celebrate last year's title, we've got to turn the page and it's a new year. So we're very much focused on right now and this season and looking forward instead of, we obviously want to celebrate and we're happy that we accomplished a championship for the city, but we're very much focused on right now, this weekend, and going forward. We can't get caught up too much in the other stuff.
I know you can't, Boca, but I got one more question and I promise you I'm going to leave it alone. But have you seen what the new rings are going to look like? Have you had a good? This is my last one. I promise you, I'm gonna quit living in the past and I'm going to move forward with you. But I just, you know, just have you even seen what they look like a little bit?
That's fine. We can live in the past here. I'm just saying the team is going to be moving forward, but we can talk about the past.
All right, then. Well, let's talk about it then.
I've seen them. They look pretty awesome. They're big, gaudy, as you would expect.
It's America. They're supposed to be.
Exactly. For a championship ring. But they're really cool, and I think they do get delivered fairly soon. So those will be all over social media and all that stuff soon.
It is Atlanta United and FC Cincinnati. FC Cincinnati moving up in class as the new team in Major League Soccer. Besides Greg Garza, who is now on FC Cincinnati, Carlos Buganegra, what do you know about this team?
Yeah, well, they're going to be a hardworking team. You know, they kind of built their team defense first, from the back to the front. And they won, you know, they brought in Kendall Watson, who's a big, strong central defender. He was at Vancouver last year. You know, they've got a few other pieces in there. They're trying to be solid defensively. And then they've got Adi up top, who used to play for Portland. They got him in the offseason as one of their top strikers. So, you know, they'll be a little bit more direct. They won't be a team that likes to possess the ball as much. You know, they'll play a little bit more long balls to pick up the second pieces. That's what they've been doing so far in preseason in their first game. But again, we've got to take it to them. You know, we're at home, and we've got to concentrate on ourselves here, play our game, and, you know, really make sure as long as we have 10, 11 guys have good individual performances, we're always going to create chances, and we feel very good about the outcome. You know, in the previous three, four games that we've played, you know, that hasn't always been the case where everybody's firing on all cylinders and we've made a few individual errors, and that happens. So we've got to correct those. You know, we're addressing those internally and making sure we go out there and, you know, put our best foot forward on Sunday.
Carlos Buganegra, Atlanta United Technical Director. Fans have not had a chance yet to see the best of Petey Martinez. He was just called up, not a surprise, to play on the Argentine national team. He is the South America Player of the Year. What can fans expect to see when they finally get all of PT Martinez and what he can do? And how long do you think it takes to kind of get Gressel and Tito and Joseph and PT, all these guys kind of on the same page?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. So, you know, PT coming in, obviously we're very excited about the signing of him and his quality on the field. You know, we can't expect him to be, you know, 100% mid-season form already in the season, but he showed glimpses of it. To give you a little background on him, he finished playing in the Libertadores final. I think it was December 22nd or something like that. They ended up finishing. So he didn't get very much downtime in the offseason. And then he only had about 24, 26 days of preseason with us before we got into the first game. So, you know, while we want to see him out there on the field, we've got to be smart with him. You know, he's a high-quality player, and we don't want to push him to risk injury too much. So that's where you didn't see him, you know, feature from the start up in D.C. But he's getting there. And him, Joseph, you know, Julian, unfortunately, he rolled his ankle and had an injury, so we couldn't use him in Monterrey. So, you know, Franco Escobar, you know, hurt his collarbone first day of preseason. So we've been battling the injury bug a little bit right now, and that's where we've got to be smart with our guys. You know, we're not looking to sacrifice games, but we can't. We've got to rely on you know, the team to get the job done.
This has been what we expected. It has been very difficult. You know, and we're talking about six games in 18 days, and have to open, you know, in a cold rain in D.C. And I mean, we can make excuses. We're just talking about how it has been. Because through all of this, the one thing you haven't been able to do is play at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and now you get FC Cincinnati and Monterrey. And regardless of the outcome on Wednesday, I do expect, just to that game, to the Monterrey second leg here, regardless of the outcome is going forward in CONCACAF, because we all know what you face. But yeah, I do expect that it will be a much more competitive game and a fun night.
Yeah, it should be. And look, we're definitely not looking to make excuses. It was going to be a challenge. It's tough. We knew that from the start. We wanted to be in this position where we're playing in Champions League. You know, we very much looked at Toronto's season last year where they had a great run, went to the final of the CONCACAF Champions League, but their regular season suffered. And so, you know, we did not want to be like that. It's a tough start to the season, though, and it's a challenge. And so we've got to keep fighting through it. But again, you know, like you said, John, we're looking forward to getting back at the bend Sunday in front of our home fans and putting this ship on the right track.
As always, Carlos, let's get this going in the right, rolling in the right direction. And we do appreciate you taking a few minutes.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.